Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Love, Lies, and Deceit by Sarah Roberts is an account of true events in fiction form. The story of a young traveler named Annie meeting a lovable and knowledgeable young guy in one of her travels to India. She felt love has finally arrived, but this is India, where religion rules your destiny. And boy just doesn't meet girl from the other side of the world and get married. They stay at home and live the life their parents planned for them from a very young age. How will religion and distance alter the trajectory of events in the life of this young man? Well, you find out in the novel Love, Lies, and Deceit by Sarah Roberts, who is an ambitious traveler, loves to explore new exotic places. She's worked in the travel industry for more than 20 years, helping others plan their dream vacations. When not adventuring around the world, she can be found writing or practicing the art of photography. With us on This Week in America, Sarah Roberts, author of Love, Lies, and Deceit. Sarah, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
I love this book and the story that you're telling, and give us a little bit of background on this. What was the inspiration for the story that, as I mentioned, it's a true events in fiction form? Where did this whole concept come from?
Well, the concept came from a very good friend of mine. I was, telling her I was going to India, and before I was leaving, 6 months in advance, I started writing a diary, of my preparations and everything. And I went to visit her before I left, and she said to me, when you come back with, continue writing your book while you're away and everything, and when you come back, you can turn, your diary into a book. I said, oh, that's not a bad idea. So that's where the whole thing came from.
Well, an idea was born, yes.
Yep, that's where the book was born, yep.
And it's such a nice read. It's one of those that you'll get hooked from the very beginning. We're talking about the book Love, Lies, and Deceit by Sarah Roberts, our guest on the program. I'll give you information here shortly on where the book is available. Let's talk about several of the main characters in the book, and we start with Annie. Give us a little bit of background about her and then the young gentleman that she meets in India.
Okay, Annie is someone who loves travel. She has a career in travel and tourism, and that's why, she travels all over the world. She chose that career because of the things that she likes to do, and it gives her the opportunity to travel. So, and since she was young, she wanted to go to India for the simple reason that she wanted to see the Taj Mahal. She wanted to see this beautiful thing, that symbolizes love of a man for a woman. So when I got the opportunity to go to India, I went to India, and that's where it all began, because before I left the States, I wanted to experience, a good dinner in India. I wanted to compare a fine dining with the United States to see, how much they're up to par. So I started looking for a restaurant to go to dinner from here, and eventually I found this hotel with this beautiful restaurant, and I started making plans to have this dinner and everything. And the person I was speaking to prepare, this whole thing happened to be Ashok, the manager of the restaurant. So that's where and how, that's how we met. I met him before I left here. And we used to, speak via phone and emails, yes, and texts and things like that.
And talk about how this relationship builds. And there's certainly differences between the two characters, aren't there?
Yes, there is. There is, you know, although I am Indian also, but I came, my background of being an Indian is different from him being an Indian from India, because in India, you know, the religion, it's more of a strict religion, and they live by the religion, and while, you know, where I came from, the islands, we're not that strict. You know, we follow the rules, we follow the religion, but we're not as strict as they are over there. So it's kind of difficult, you know. They hardly, you know, marry out of, you know, their country or out of their religion, while, you know, we do. So there has been a big difference between the two religion. Although I'm Indian, he's Indian, and I'm Hindu, and he's Hindu, it's still a difference in the culture.
The book is Love, Lies, and Deceit by our guest in the program, Sarah Roberts. The book is available for sale in all Amazon sites at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and more. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the pageturner.us website in the bookstore there and get information on the book. It's interesting how he really is enjoying showing you the country, isn't he? I mean, he is taking you deep into his particular culture.
Yes, he is. And I think he's, you know, a slightly different because of, you know, of his career. Being in the, being in, you know, a hotelier, you know, you meet people from all over the world, so he is kind of more a little open up than, you know, than others. And so when we met, it's like, said, well, okay, you know, I'm going to show you my country, and I'm going to show you, you know, give you a little taste of my religion here. And I said, okay, fine. And he did give me, you know, a whirlwind tour and a whirlwind romance, and it was great, very, very, very great, and I enjoyed every moment of it.
And I was just going to say, in the book, we enjoy it right along with you and Annie in the book. You really make it come alive. Obviously, these were very fond memories.
Yes, there was, you know, a lot of good memories. Annie really, really enjoyed herself, and there was so many different things yet to see and learn, you know, from that country, and the wonderful, you know, places that he, you know, took me and. It was really wonderful. It was really, really wonderful. And you know, I loved it when, you know, when he met me unexpectedly at the Taj Mahal, you know, and I was shocked. But it was really, really nice to know that he drove all that way just to be with me for a few hours to experience that experience I wanted, you know, along with me. So,
well, we all share that with you, but lurking in the background, of course, is the reality. Talk about when things changed a little bit, when you started talking about having to return to the United States. That was a turn in the relationship, wasn't it?
Yes, when you know, the time came for me to come back, you know, we discussed, you know, I asked him, I said, okay, is this it? Are we going to see each other again? And, you know, no, he said, no, you know, we'll we'll still be together and we'll see each other. I said, okay. And I said, you know, if you want me to stay, I'll stay. He said, no, you know, we'll talk about that later. Not knowing the reason he didn't want me to stay. So I came back home and we kept, you know, our relationship via, you know, talking every day, every morning, every night, you know, during the day sometimes. And I never, you know, got the vaguest idea that, you know, he was not being honest with me. And so when it all came out, it was, you know, very sad, very hurtful.
Well, I'm going to stop the questioning there in talking about that. I don't want to give away too much because it's so well written in Sarah's book, Love, Lies, and Deceit. And we've touched on basically all three of those in, you know, in the interview in talking about this. And to, you know, are the differences too great to overcome? That's one of the questions you'll find as you as you're reading the book. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading this book? There are so many different layers to it. The, you know, the travel, going to exotic locations. It's a great story that's been created in the pages of Love, Lies, and Deceit. What do you hope the readers take away from reading the book?
What I would like people to really take away from it is that, you know, falling in love is, you know, you do it suddenly. It comes out of nowhere. And you really, you know, your heart cannot control your head. And especially when you meet someone in a foreign country and you have to come back home and leave that love behind. And it's, you know, and what I want people to realize is that sometimes you don't know who you meet. You don't know who you fall in love with. You don't know what kind of person that person is. You don't have enough time to get to know that person. And you open up yourself for heartache and pain sometimes. Sometimes it works out great. And sometimes you open yourself up for heartache and pain, like what happened to me. So it's kind of a mistrust. And, you know, misguidance.
How did that, how did that experience change you?
Well, it made me, it left me with a bitter taste in my mouth. And it made me tell myself, you know, not to trust anyone anymore, you know, that easily. And someone can be very nice and loving and attentive, and you don't know what is going on behind, you know, those eyes or those lips or whatever, you know. And it could be good, it can be bad.
You've had, you know, such... Well, yes, and you talk. We feel those emotions as we're reading the book, Love, Lies, and Deceit, and you sort of think what you would do in a situation like that because it is very relatable. I mentioned in the beginning that you love travel, exotic places. You're helping people fulfill their fantasies of where to visit in the world. You've done this for several decades. Where are some of the places that you really enjoy? If you had like a few weeks and somebody said, don't worry about it, we'll fly you wherever you want to go. Where would you like to go, maybe for the first time or maybe back for the second or third visit to those places?
Well, my next trip or where I would like to go is New Zealand and Australia. But I did go back to India for 5 years in a row after that, every year.
Interesting.
I did go back every year for 5 years. And, you know, that's the way, you know, I saw him and we met and, you know, we spent time together. But it wasn't until after the fifth year that I realized everything, that he was married and he had a kid. And, you know, he was so good at what he did that it took me that long for me to realize what his life was about.
Well, I mentioned this was based on true events in fiction form. It's the book Love, Lies, and Deceit by Sarah Roberts, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. You've done such a nice job as a writer in writing about, in fiction form, this experience. I'm sure you've got a number of stories out there that you could tell with the extensive travel that you've done. Are you working on another book now?
Yes, I'm working. I'm working on another book, but this one is not. It's not a true story like Love, Lies, and Deceit. But I am working on another one. But I don't want to say yet what it's about. But yes. But it has to do with travel. It has to do with a survivor of a plane crash.
Ooh, okay, you've got my attention now. That sounds like an excellent plot to develop, a theme to develop. How long have you finished the book? Or are you still in the process of writing it?
No, I'm still writing it. I'm not doing it full time. I'm doing it part time, so I'm still writing it. I should finish it in another 6 months or so. It should be done.
Well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, we'll enjoy Love, Lies, and Deceit. Sarah Roberts, our guest on the program. What has this been like? Talk about the experience that you've gone through in taking the story, deciding I'm going to write the fictional account of this story, and publishing the book, getting feedback from people. What's this whole experience been like for you?
It has been a good experience. I see, the different, people, looked at the book differently, and it surprised me that, that I can do this,
Yes.
Because I never believed I can write a book. But, it took me some time. But I had my notes and, everything came from my notes. So it was kind of easy that way. But the second book is not that easy because I don't have notes. I'm writing it from, from my head and imagination. Yes.
Totally so making up this one.
Yeah, but this one, this one was good. And as I said, it came from my heart and it came with true feelings because it was something that really happened to me. And, some people read it and they said, wow, you had a really wonderful time. And, it's unfortunate that it ended the way it ended. I said, life goes on. What else you going to do?
Well, yeah, and it turned into an excellent book. So good comes out of everything, and that's the case with Love, Lies, and Deceit. Sarah Roberts, our guest on the program. The book's available for sale in all Amazon sites. You'll find it at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. So this truly is a book with international distribution. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on to information on Sarah's book. Sarah, it's been a pleasure having you on the program to talk about your book, Love, Lies, and Deceit. Thank you very much for being with us to talk about it and look forward to talking about the new book as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. The book, once again, is Love, Lies, and Deceit. Sarah Roberts is the author. All the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.